So this one's okay.
No, you don't want to get a used washer and dryer.
I can't afford a new one.
You're going to put clothes that touch your body into somebody's filthy machine?
I do it here all the time.
Yeah, but our filth is family.
What's your problem?
Oh, I just think if you get a washer and dryer, you're not going to come around here no more.
I'm still going to come over.
No, you won't. Nobody comes here unless they have to.
I got to eat, don't I?
Yeah, and you'll probably learn how to cook, and then you'll start going off to the supermarket with your fancy new washer and dryer.
Okay, okay. Put the paper away. You're in no condition to discuss this now.
Mom, can I have the car on Saturday night?
Yeah, only if you promise to bring it back really dirty and totally out of gas.
Well, Mark's truck is in the shop, so I'm driving us to the spring dance.
Spring dance. Boy, does that bring back memories.
Yeah, waiting around for weeks for some cool guy to ask you, and then ended up going with some loser like Glenn Dickerson.
Why, was he a geek or something?
Ask Jackie, it's her memory.
No, he was not a geek.
He was the only kid in 10th grade that carried a lunchbox.
Hey, champ, let's ice down that pitching arm.
That was the game.
That was okay.
Okay. She was throwing BBs out there.
I'll get it!
11 strikeouts, no walks. She made their best hitter cry.
Yeah, I beamed her right in the neck.
Well, that was an accident, right?
Grow up.
It's for you, Darlene. It's Barry.
Yeah? Hey, Barry. How you doing?
Hey, did Crystal drop anything off for me here today?
There's an envelope there on the counter.
Yes! Thanks to my well-connected father, I now possess 2 tickets to the Bulls playoff game this Saturday night.
Well, don't expect me to go to any stupid baseball game with you.
Basketball, Rosanna.
Get off my back. The answer's still no.
Damn, I guess I'll have to find somebody else then.
Hey, I like basketball.
Really, how fascinating. But, you know, I think I'm going to surprise Darlene with these.
How bizarre. That was Barry, and he just invited me to the spring dance.
Woo, all right, Butch!
When is this thing, Darlene?
Oh, it's this Saturday night.
Saturday, huh?
Yeah, can you drive us?
No problem.
Oh, Darlene! Congratulations, it's your first formal dance. God, you'll remember this for the rest of your life, honey. What are you going to wear?
Well, I was thinking I'd go down to the mall.
Shh, I'm not talking to you. Whatever I decide that Darlene likes best, we'll keep. And what do you think of these shoes with that blue dress?
Oh, Clash. You know, what about something with an open toe?
No, nobody wants to see her feet.
Roseanne. And Bonnie.
Hi, Leon.
This is Linda Wagner from Rod Bell's company headquarters. She's here to see how hard we're always working.
Oh, cool. Hey, Linda, what do you think of these shoes with this dress?
I think they work.
Roseanne is sort of our restaurant cut-up. Let's try this again, shall we? Ms. Wagner is here to look over our store and evaluate our employees.
That doesn't mean I have to take a lie detector test, does it? I mean, because every time I take one of them, I get fired.
No, what I'd really like to do is just conduct a short interview with each of you.
Fantastic. Okay, who'd like to start? Roseanne, I think I see your hand up there. Perfect. All right, Bonnie, why don't we just leave these two alone to chat while we tidy up and serve our happy customers?
I promise this won't take long.
Well, now, this ain't one of those, if I could be any animal on Earth, what animal would I be kind of deals, is it?
No. Let me start by asking you about your boss.
Oh, so it is an animal question.
I was wondering, is he single?
Leon? Of course he's single.
Well, I find him very attractive, don't you?
Well, okay. I suppose that in kind of an offbeat... what the hell. Put me down for no.
There's just something about him. He's got this mysterious charisma.
Uh-huh.
It's strange. The second I looked at him, this voice in my head said, I want that man.
How long you been on the road, Linda?
Almost 6 weeks. Why?
Time to go home. Darlene, would you please come down here? Jeez, where is she? I want to see some action.
Oh, you know, this is so exciting. Sometimes I wish my Lonnie was a little girl so I could get him all dolled up in a pretty dress. I don't do that, of course.
Oh, well, take my breath away.
Oh, exquisite. Obviously a woman of taste.
You look weird.
You smell weird.
What?
Try on the blue one.
Why?
Because I really don't know how I feel about this dress until I see it in the blue one.
Oh, God.
Becky, go with her. Don't leave her alone with that dress.
This is a joke, right?
No, it's not bad.
Well, come on. I mean, you've been to these things before. Is this gonna work?
Well, that depends on what you're going as.
Yeah, well, what are you wearing?
Oh, I decided not to go. These things are so immature.
Mark bailed, huh?
Yeah, well, it was kind of awkward for him. I mean, the Spanish teacher he was dating in 11th grade is going to be chaperone. Okay, you want to look in the mirror?
Sure. Oh, why did I do that? Okay, she wants to see the blue dress. Let's show her the blue dress. It's too blue. Looks better on the hanger. Rhubarb with hair. Makes too much noise when I walk. It makes me look lopsided.
Well, you do look like Judy Jetson.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. This is definitely it.
Mom, this is the first one that I had on.
I know that, but these shoes, see, they totally make the difference. They make the outfit. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Nice shoes.
That's it.
See, but now you're going to have to start shaving your legs below the sock line.
Those aren't socks.
Oh, Dan! Come on in here and meet your beautiful young daughter.
Wow, you look incredible.
Thanks.
Maybe you ought to see her in the yellow one.
Mom!
No, no, this one's perfect. Besides, I have the next dance. May I?
Oh, just shoot me now.
As time goes on, I realize
just what you mean to me. And now, now that you're near,
has a pitching arm, kid.
It's okay.
You really do look nice, you know.
Thanks.
And you dance divinely.
I'm stepping all over your feet.
I happen to enjoy that.
I hate slow dancing.
Well, listen, if this Barry tries to hold you too close, tell him you gotta throw up.
Oh, I thought I was gonna save that for when he wanted to have sex.
I gotta go.
Mom, I'm gonna go change into human clothes.
Oh, no, no, we've gotta decide what we're going to do about your hair.
Stop it.
No.
I like my hair the way it is.
I know what we'll do. We'll go and get a makeover. We'll all go together Saturday before the dance.
No, forget it.
Come on, darling. This is something I always wanted to do with you. It'd be like a girl thing.
Mom, I have practice on Saturday.
Well, you can just miss it.
No, I can't. If I miss practice, I might not get to start in the next game.
Well, gee, darling, this is your first formal dance. It's way more important.
Yeah, well, then why don't you go?
Because I have nothing to wear. Well, you better go to practice. You missed me by a mile. Hey, that's not paid for yet.
Take it back. Take them all back. I'll get my own dress.
You pick it up.
No.
Pick it up, Darlene.
Why? So you can play Barbie doll some more? Forget it.
What are you talking about? I bought you a beautiful dress for the dance.
Oh, give me a break. Why don't you give me this kind of attention when I do real stuff, like striking out 11 guys without walking anybody?
Okay. Way to go!
Yeah, you ever brag about that to Jackie and Crystal? No. But all of a sudden, some guy asked me to some lame dance, and I'm a big deal. That's so sick.
Well, how come you never said anything about this before now?
Oh, why bother?
No, you come here. I want to talk about this some more.
Fine, go ahead.
Man, you are such a spoiled brat.
Roseanne, I told you I wanted every customer to have a flower.
Oh, not now, Leon. I ain't in the mood.
Roseanne, this customer does not have a flower, so find a vase and give him one. Well, someone forgot to take her polite bill this morning, huh?
Leon, why don't you lay off? She's having a bad day.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Miss Wagner, for you, a freshly cut spring flower.
How sweet.
Hey, Leon, I gotta get out of here early so I can go to my kid's baseball game.
No, 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 no. This is our evaluation day, remember? Now, please, have a seat. And observe your well-oiled Rod Bell's machine in action.
I have a better idea.
Shoot.
Why don't the two of us find a nice little Italian restaurant, order a bottle of Chianti, and get to know each other?
Whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Way too much information in that sentence.
These evaluations are just so dull. I thought we could find something more exciting to do.
You're coming on to me here, right?
I'm trying.
Well, I would like a cup of coffee. Would you like a cup of coffee?
Sure.
Okay.
Go for it, stud.
No way.
Come on, Leon. Where else are you going to find a woman that good looking and that desperate?
No, not interested.
Oh, go on over there. You know, if you take her out, I can leave. So stop acting like you've got some integrity and go do it.
No, I'm not looking for this kind of relationship.
Oh, she don't want no relationship. She just wants a little slap and tickle.
Think of it as a career move, Leon.
Yeah, Leon, maybe you'll get promoted to some restaurant where, like, the employees respect you.
Look, I'm not sleeping with her just so you can go home early.
Geez, ask you for one little favor.
Linda, I really appreciate your offer. It's very flattering. But I'm already seeing somebody else.
You are not.
M2!
Leon, don't worry. It's okay. Bet it could have been fun. Okay, let's talk about this restaurant.
Thank you.
Look, Rosie, am I missing something here? I mean, what is she seeing here? I mean, if you were single, would you?
No.
I mean, what if he was, like, rich?
No.
Or like a movie star, no, royalty or something. No, if he were the last man on earth.
I demand a recount.
I didn't think I could use a ticket, so I gave them to a friend. Yeah, Dad, I know how hard it was for you to get the tickets, but, well, now Darlene's not going to the dance, so, okay. How many coffee filters would you have to sell for me to get two more tickets? Okay, put me down for $25,000. Yeah, Dad, see what you can do. Thanks. Honey, the kids are going to have to start drinking coffee.
What's this about Darlene's not going to the dance?
Yeah, she called Barry and backed out.
Damn it, I knew that was going to happen. Now I have to go talk to her. The thing is, Dan, this is all my fault.
Imagine that.
I mean, you spend all your life trying to teach your kids that they're always wrong, and then something like this has to go and happen. Darlene? Hi.
Hey.
Can I come in?
I guess so.
Well, I tried to get off early from work today so I could go to your practice.
Yeah, well, we don't practice on Fridays.
Oh, well, good. Then I didn't miss anything. When's the next game?
It's all right, Mom. You don't have to come.
No, next time you bean somebody in the neck, I want to be there cheering you on.
Fine. Then you just better know that when I pitch, I spit.
So, when I dust, I spit. I've got a great idea. I just thought of this. Hey, you ought to call up Barry and tell him that you will go to the dance, you know, and just wear whatever you want and have your hair however you want it.
No.
Come on, Darlene, don't miss out on this just to get back at me. There's better ways to get back at me. Maybe Becky's boyfriend has a little brother.
Mom, I didn't blow the dance because of you. I mean, it was a lot of things. Like, every time I would put on those dresses, everybody would start treating me weird. I just didn't feel like the same person anymore.
Well, you know, you kind of are not like the same person anymore, you know? Sorry, I guess I shouldn't do that.
That's okay. Look, I just may never get into proms and stuff. I mean, I like dating and boys and everything. It's just that I don't think you should have to go through all the crap to get to the good stuff.
You've been hanging out with Aunt Jackie too much.
Look, I'm sorry that I threw that dress on the floor.
It's okay. They took it back. Hey, I did buy you these shoes, though, that I think you'll really, really like. Here.
Mom, I can't wear those high heels.
No, just open the box.
Oh, man.
Golf shoes?
Mom, you got me golf shoes?
Oh, you mean they're not baseball shoes? I should have listened to the sales guy. I just thought these were way cuter.
Let's go, Dad. It's almost time for tip-off.
Change into my lucky sweat.
Man, this is going to be way better than some stupid dance. Hey, I'll bet you $5 Jordan pulls a triple-double.
What are you, nuts? You'd have to be crazy to take that bet.
Well, I'll give you the odds.
No way.
So where'd Mom run off to hide this time?
Jackie's. Oh, you know she's coming to your game Monday.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you don't think if it's, like, cold out to run out to the pitcher's mound to give me my sweater, do you?
I think you can pretty much count on it. Matter of fact, she's probably sewing your baseball mitt onto the sleeve of your uniform right now.
Oh, here they come.
Bulls, bulls, bulls.
That's all right, I'll get it.
Come on, man, put it up, put it up.
Foul, foul, get in the game.
Speak. Barry, hey. No, I'm not mad at you. No, I thought you were mad at me.
Pizza?
Now? Well, I'm kind of watching a game with my dad. Well, I don't know. Sure, I can ditch him. Yeah, I'll see you in like 10. Okay, bye.
Sorry, Dad.
Try to be back by dawn.
Yeah, we'll play it by ear.
What are you up to, Filbert?
Nothing.
Hey, Deej. Who do you like in the playoffs?
What's a playoff?
Ho, ho, ho. Park it right here, bud. I'll tell you all about it. You got any money?
Well, another day, another dollar, huh, ladies?
Yeah, well, I haven't exactly counted my tips yet, but that sounds about right.
Hey, Leanne, how'd we do on that evaluation?
Well, somehow, we did very well.
Well, then it was probably a good thing that you didn't sleep with her, because, you know, we might all got fired.
Hello, Leon.
Hi.
You ready?
Yeah, almost. Oh, there's my blue shirt. I was looking all over for that this morning. Oh, I'm sorry. Roseanne, Bonnie, this is my friend, Jerry Gimble.
Oh, hi.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice
How do
to
you
meet
do?
You too. Hi.
Leon has told me so much about both of you. So, Leon, we do have 7 o'clock dinner reservations, and I'm sure that Phil and Tom are already there, so perhaps... Okay.
Do it all again tomorrow, shall we?
Definitely. All righty.
Nice to meet you.
Night.
Nice to meet you, too. Bye.
Ah.
Oh, it looked better on the hanger.
Lombada.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
That was so incredibly horrible.
It's too much noise when I walk. Now that was my best performance of the day.